USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A funeral service on Long Island for New York City Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
We mourn the tragic death of one of our own, Police Officer Jonathan Diller.
That is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and one-year-old son.
USA's Laura Winters. Former President Donald Trump will be on the campaign trail this week. He's heading to Wisconsin and Michigan, as recent polling shows the race between Trump and Biden tightening in both key swing states. Interest rates not going to fall anytime soon, according to the chair of the Federal Reserve, USA's John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is being sought in connection with a multi-vehicle crash that left a number of people injured in the Dallas area over the weekend and may have involved high-speed racing. Police say a car registered or leased to Rice was involved in the six-car crash Saturday night. So far, there are accounts of a pair of sports cars racing along a highway causing the crash, leaving at least two injured, suspects immediately fleeing the scene on foot, according to witnesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Two people have been charged in connection with a fire that resulted in the death of a fire chief in North Carolina. Captain Ronnie Metcalf of the Lexington Fire Department passed away on Friday after sustaining burns covering 60% of his body a few days prior. The incident unfolded when firefighters responded to a house fire shortly after midnight on Tuesday. Seven juveniles are recovering from injuries sustained in a weekend shooting at an Indiana shopping mall. It happened Saturday night at a mall in Indianapolis, where six of the seven victims were reported to be hospitalized in stable condition. The Trump campaign, looking to take in big money from Republican donors in Florida in the coming week, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband have separated. The 32-year-old woman convicted of orchestrating her mother's murder a decade ago. Blanchard deleted all her public social media accounts earlier this month, but she used her private Facebook page to announce her split from her husband. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.